And today we're going to be joined by two experts in creativity and innovation. First, we're going to look into the brain. What happens to your brain that leads to those moments, those aha moments of creative insights, those eureka moments? John Cunios is professor of psychology, director of Drexel University's doctoral program in applied cognitive and brain sciences, and co-author of The Eureka Factor, Aha Moments, Creative Insights, and the Brain. And he's going to join us to explain how our brain creates moments of creative brilliance and what happens after that happens.
Creativity is an extraordinarily complex phenomenon. So we used a fairly simple model. We used simple verbal puzzles that we would give people. So, for example, if you give someone the puzzle, three words, pine, crab, sauce, and you have to think of a fourth word that forms a familiar compound or phrase with that puzzle. And the solution is apple, pineapple, crabapple, apple sauce. And those puzzles are actually quite difficult, but there are two ways you can solve it. You can solve it by deliberately and analytically working through the possibilities. You have the word pine. What goes with pine? Tree goes with pine. Does tree go with sauce? No, not really. Let's try something else. Or you can insightfully, the solution could just pop into your awareness seemingly from nowhere. That's the creative solution. And we measured brain activity while they solve it in order to draw a picture of what are the brain states that lead to these kinds of either analytical solutions to problems or creative, insightful solutions to problems.
And you found that there was a unique and interesting way that the brain lit up when people had that kind of connection, that aha moment.
Yes. In fact, when a person has an aha moment, at least with the kinds of verbal puzzles that we've used in over the last almost 20 years, an area in the right hemisphere of the brain, the right temporal lobe, just above the right ear, it lights up. All of a sudden, just at the moment, the solution is popping into awareness. And our hypothesis is that neural signature, that is the solution popping into awareness from previously being in an unconscious state. But there are all sorts of brain states that lead up to that. And by tracing those backwards, we've been able to find what are some of the factors that can be influenced to get a person to end up with that aha moment.
In other words, you have been able to track what happens in the brain heading towards that, so that there you've identified some things that actually can lead to a greater likelihood of having that aha moment?
Yes, yes.
So tell us about how can we be better at generating those aha moments?
Well, if you look just before each puzzle is presented, say the 2 seconds before each problem is presented to a subject, you find a completely different pattern of brain activity depending on whether that person is going to solve the problem with a flash of insight or whether they're going to solve that problem in an analytical fashion.
You mean before they even hear the problem?
Exactly. Even before. Their brain could be in a prepared state. So as Louis Pasteur said, chance favors the prepared mind. And what his original statement's a little ambiguous in its original context, but what we believe he was referring to is that if your mind is in a particular state of attention, you are more receptive to having these creative insights. And what we found is that people who are going to have these creative insights, generally, you could summarize their brain state as being inwardly directed attention. It's not looking outward on the world as it is, but it's focusing attention inwardly on one's own thoughts and ideas.
And there are things that we can do that will help us get in that prepared state?
Yes. Well, first of all, the analytical state of mind is easy to trigger. Anything that gives a person a goal, anything that makes a person slightly anxious, and that could be even being in a cramped space or a harsh word, any of those things will narrow attention, narrow the scope of thought, and make a person more analytical. On the other hand, if you want to get a person more in a creative frame of mind, what's been shown is that a positive mood, now we're not talking like a wildly manic mood. If you're wildly manic, you won't do anything very effectively. We're talking mildly positive mood, expands attention, expands the scope of thought, being in open spaces, being outdoors, for instance, rather than being in cramped, unpleasant environments will do that. So, yes, it's all about the scope of thought, the scope of attention. If your attention is broadened, then you are in a position to be receptive to all kinds of ideas that might not at first seem very plausible, But if you were to give them a little bit more of a chance, you'd see that they would actually work out in a very creative and interesting way.